Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, we're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And as always, I strongly encourage everyone to download the Devil Radio app from Apple, Google, from our website. Take Devil Radio with you 24/7 wherever you go and enjoy your favorite shows. Well, Rudy Giuliani made a little news. No, not Borat subsequent movie film where she starred in briefly at the end. Not that. Rudy Giuliani has a distinction of having been suspended from the bar of the state of New York, had his license suspended, suspended from practice, has 20 days to appeal to a higher court. 20 days. And why? Well, because he perpetuated the big lie around the country about what a fraudulent election November 3rd was and Trump was really the president. Now, as I say that, there can be a lot of people, including Democrats and civil libertarians, they'll say, wait a minute. You yank a guy's law license for taking a political position. Remember back in, and I still believe it, in the year 2000, I think that what the Republicans did in Florida was fraudulent. They said that George W. Bush won Florida by 537 votes. The count afterwards showed that Gore had won it. He won it popular vote by over 600,000 nationwide. Should have been president. I mean, that's legitimate discussion. It's also true about that one. George W. Bush was a disaster. And he got in through Republican chicanery in Florida. So why can't Rudy Giuliani say that about Trump and not lose his law license? Even civil libertarians will ask that question. Well, here's the answer. If Rudy Giuliani had given some speeches, gone on the radio and said, I think that was fraudulent. What do you mean by fraudulent? Well, in Pennsylvania, the Supreme Court extended the deadline for receipt of absentee ballots till a few days after the election because of COVID and because that Louis DeJoy had trashed 700 mail sorting machines and they shouldn't have done that. And then you say, well, okay, but then that was appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court and they said it was okay. And at some point you got to trust the courts. That's a legitimate discussion. He should not have lost his law license if that's what he said. But that isn't what he said. That isn't all he said. In fact, he didn't say that at all. What he would say is he'd go around the country and in court filings, by that I mean either in paper or verbally, he'd get up in front of a court. Remember something, you and I and everybody have shut their mouth off a lot and said stuff, talked trash in some cases when you were younger, blah, blah, blah. But there are two cases where you're going to get in a lot of trouble for doing that. One is to the police. If you tell the police a false name about yourself or a false address, you've committed a felony. It's not perjury. It's a felony because it's called obstruction of justice or the FBI or a sheriff. Similarly, in court to a federal or state judge, if a lawyer gets up and says something, even if it's not under oath, it's not perjury, but a lawyer has an obligation under the rules of the professional conduct, rules of professional conduct to the court of candor and of telling the truth. And not only telling the truth, but not being sly about it, just flat out telling the truth. So Rudy Giuliani got up in court on occasion and would say that fraud had been committed. And then in some cases, apparently what he did was, you know, he'd say it in a speech on the courthouse steps and then they'd go inside and he'd walk it back and didn't technically say it to the judge, but in some cases he flat out said it. And the aggregate effect of what he said, the aggregate effect was toxic to our democracy. Because he said other things. He said that Dominion voting machines had a secret back door that switched votes from Biden to Trump. That was false. It's a false statement of fact. But it ended up in the January 6th insurrection. In fact, Rudy Giuliani was at that thing. He said, we need trial by combat. It was fraudulent. It was stolen from Trump. That's a lot different from me or you saying that in 2000 in Florida, there was fraud, in the sense that Republicans from around the country went in and intimidated 80-year-old poll workers. And then when they said that somehow Bush had won by 587 votes, the Republican Supreme Court said, stop the counting of the votes, don't do it again, and they install Bush. That's a constitutional crisis. That isn't what happened here. Biden won by 7 million votes. He won by over 30 electoral votes. He won by something like 70 or 80,000 votes in Pennsylvania, over 100,000 votes in Michigan. Biden won by 20,000 votes in Wisconsin, about 14 in Georgia, same in Arizona, a little more in Nevada. These things were scrutinized many times by hand in Georgia. In Wisconsin, Republican Party demanded a recount only of Milwaukee and Dane County. I think they may have thrown in Green Bay to try to look, somehow that they were hiding their tracks. That's a lot of baloney. They didn't do it in Rusk County. You know, they didn't do it in Waukesha County or Ozaukee County. So when you have an officer of the court, you know, a lawyer is an officer of the court. Any lawyer, once he has a license to practice law, he's deemed an officer of the court. He has obligations to the court. And what the New York bar did, there was a complaint and they investigated it and they petitioned the New York bar, state bar, to suspend his license for lying repeatedly about fraud. It was absolutely false. There was no basis for even talking about it, saying that Dominion's voting machines were crooked. And by the way, he's being sued for $1 billion by Dominion, by the way. And the court looked at that and they said, we agree. We agree that he was untruthful. He violated, under the rules of professional conduct, his obligations as an officer of the court of candor and telling the truth. And in some cases, he did it to a court in other states where he said there was fraud and he knew that there wasn't. He knew that there's fraud. He didn't say the Pennsylvania Supreme Court should not have extended the deadline for absentee ballots that were themselves legitimately cast and held up because of COVID and because of Louis DeJoy. Yeah, he could say that. Absolutely, he could say that. A good lawyer would say that. Wouldn't do him any good. It's a stupid argument because the U.S. Supreme Court looked at it and said it was fine. Under the Pennsylvania Constitution, Supreme Court can do that. All right. Elect different Supreme Court justices if you don't like it. That is democracy. But Rudy Giuliani said there were crooked voting machines and he was in bed with Sydney, whatever her name is, who's truly bad news, the QAnon gal. And they said enough's enough. He has 20 days to appeal. He probably will. And what they said was, his defense so far has been, well, he didn't get a hearing. What do you mean he didn't get a hearing? They investigated it and they gave him a chance to make his pitch. And he either, you know, these documents are not public until they end up in a public court. He either blew them off or he said something really stupid and false. And false. Because if he suddenly says that Dominion voting machines were not crooked, that gets introduced as evidence in the $1 billion case against him. And he's contradicted himself. The thing that blows me away, it blows me away, is all of the lawyers that Trump has ever hired, or a lot of them, have ended up either in jail or disbarred. Roy Cohn, the Joe McCarthy lawyer, who is Trump's favorite lawyer, ended up having his license suspended, and he beat it finally. He did beat that. He wasn't criminally convicted. Michael Cohen went to jail. He went to prison. He actually went to prison. And now he's turned on Trump. Rudy Giuliani just had his ticket yanked. You know something? He was mayor of New York. He was well-regarded. He was the U.S. attorney for New York. He ran for president in 2012 for a while. He was number one in the polls. How did he fall to be servile to a guy like Trump? How did Trump fall to be servile to a guy like Putin? These people are big men, and suddenly they get servile. They get their little masochistic Saddam streak in them. I don't know how he did it. How do you fall from being mayor of New York, U.S. attorney for New York, briefly the leading Republican presidential candidate in 2012, to getting your ticket yanked, your law license suspended in New York for lying about Donald Trump's election? That is as pathetic a fall as I've heard. That is as pathetic a fall as I have ever heard. And he's not alone. Michael Cohen's there. Michael Cohen. And the sad thing is that Trump did not pardon Giuliani unless he gave him a pocket pardon, which is he snuck him a pardon and didn't announce it publicly. And then Giuliani's going to have to, and I'm talking about criminal, not, I'm not talking about the bar. You can't pardon a guy from being suspended from the bar. But Giuliani is the subject of a criminal grand jury in New York. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.